that.
Actually, we're going to learn about, for the next 10 minutes or so, we're going to learn about God's perfect king. And I need some help from some of you guys. So who's up for helping me? Who wants to help me? So let me say that again. Who wants to help me? That's better. Okay. Okay, so we're going to learn about God's perfect king. Put your hands down until I ask you some questions. We're going to learn about God's perfect king. But let me just remind you of the passage that Luke read for us a bit earlier on, okay? It's on the screen. Let me read it to you. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, those kids a medal. Well done. And it goes on to say in verse 7, of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end, he will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish it. We're going to come back to this passage. The person who wrote those words was a man called Isaiah. And Isaiah was a prophet. Does anyone know what a prophet is? Quite a difficult question. Anyone know what a prophet is? Isaiah, there he is. He was a prophet. Anyone know what a prophet? Yes.
It means someone who predicts what's going to happen in the future.
Yes, that's right. That's very good. A prophet is someone who predicts what's going to happen in the future. And Isaiah prophesied or predicted about the coming of God's perfect king. He spoke God's word to God's people, okay? So that's Isaiah, and he wrote the words we just read a few moments ago, and he predicted the coming of God's perfect king. Now, I've got another question for you. Oh, you answered the question. Like, sweet. You don't want. No? Yeah? There you go. Okay, someone tell me this. What is that? I know it's the color black, but I'm putting it up on the screen for a reason. What do you think that colour is meant to be a picture of? And I've got a clue in that corner. That's a lamp. But Chris is going to give us a bigger clue, okay? 3, 2, 1.
I know what it's working.
What is that meant to be? No, not that. This bit here. What's that? There's a big clue all around you. Should we see if you're right? That's right, it's darkness. Someone, who deserves chocolate for that? I tell you what, you're going to have to all come see me afterwards for a chocolate, okay? Otherwise we'll be distracted. It's about darkness. You see, Isaiah, during the time that Isaiah lived, he described all the people as those who were walking in darkness. All the people during Isaiah's time were walking in darkness. And you'll see that, adults, in verse 2 of Isaiah chapter 9. And the reason why they were walking in darkness, well, the reason's quite sad. They were walking in darkness because they didn't know God, they didn't love God, they didn't trust God, and they didn't obey God. And you know what? That made God's heart really, really sore. In fact, he had to punish them because they didn't know him, love him, trust him, or want to obey him. In fact, he has to punish them because that's the kind of God he is. But Isaiah said that God's perfect king would do this. He would bring light in the darkness. So Isaiah tells us the people walking in darkness have seen a great, what's that?
Light,
that's right. Now, who can tell me, for a sweetie, toffees are my favourite. God's perfect king not only brought lightness when there was darkness, when he comes, he would bring light where there is darkness, God's perfect king, but also, as far as the people were concerned, they were in gloom and sadness, but he would do this for them. Can anyone tell me, what do you think that picture is meant to tell us about what God's perfect king would do when he comes?
Joy.
What was that?
Yeah, joy.
Well done. When God's perfect king comes, he will not only bring light where there is darkness, Not only bring light where there's darkness, he'll bring joy where there is sadness. But what will this king be like? Well, we've already worked out what it is in verse 6 of Isaiah 9. We learn what this king will be like. So here's the first thing. When he comes, he will be a wonderful counselor. That means he will be really, really, really wise. Now, put your hand up if you ever hurt yourself or bump your head or scratch your knee. Yeah, you do that, don't you? And you know what happens? When that happens, I think you go running to mummy, and mummy gives you a big cuddle, and she knows exactly what to say and what to do, because mummies are really wise, aren't they? Put your hand up if your mummy's really wise. Oh dear. Some mummies need a bit of work. Well, God's perfect king will be wiser than the wisest mummy in the whole wide world. That's the first thing. Secondly, he will be mighty God. You know, sometimes when you're feeling a bit of pain, you've got a headache or you don't feel like going to school, as wise as your mummy is, she can't make you feel better. She can't mend your broken leg or your sore thumb. But God's perfect king is not only really wise, he's mighty because he is God. When he comes, he'll be wise and he'll also be God, so he can fix anything, no matter how big the problem. That's the second thing. The third thing is this. God's king will be an everlasting father. Now, put your hands up if your daddy sometimes goes away on business, either some other part of the country or to another country on business. Does your dad ever do that? Where does your dad go?
America.
Goes to America? Where does your dad go? Spain. Wow, wish I had their jobs. I never get to go to those places. Well, you know, God's perfect king, he's an everlasting father. In other words, he'll always, always be around. He will never leave you, and he will never desert you. But the fourth thing we learned about God's perfect king is, in many ways, the most important thing. Not only is he a wonderful counselor, not only is he mighty God, not only is he an everlasting father, but you remember the fourth thing?
Yeah.
Yes, what's the fourth thing? Yes.
Prince of Peace.
Shall we see if you're right?
Yes, Prince of Peace. Prince of Peace.
Yes, well done.
Oh, no, no, no.
It is.
That was his. Cheeky? That's right, he's Prince of Peace. Now remember I said that the people were walking in darkness, which means that they didn't know God, they didn't love God, they didn't obey God, they didn't trust God. Well, when God's perfect king turns up, he was born on that first Christmas, and over 30 years later, he died on the cross. He was punished in my place and in your place for all the times that we haven't loved God, haven't trusted God, haven't obeyed God, and haven't wanted to know God. And the Prince of Peace died on the cross in my place and your place so that you and I could be friends with God, so that you and I could have peace with God. And that's what the first Christmas was about. That baby, that child, grew up to be the Prince of Peace who died for my sins and died for yours. So, what have we learned? God's perfect king is a wonderful counselor, a mighty God, an everlasting father, and he's the one who brings peace between you and me and God. Okay, now I need a couple of volunteers. I need two people to help me. Okay, you need to be strong. Okay, okay. So who should we have? Let's have this young lady. Okay, I need you to come and stand over here with me. I need another person. Can you hold this for me, really tightly? Well done. Okay, I want you to hold it really tightly. Okay, I need another volunteer. What about Albert? Okay, come here, Albert. Come with me. Now, I want you to imagine that the length of this little plug here, I want you to imagine that the length of this plug is the length of time you spend on planet Earth, okay? I want us to compare how long the rest of this extension lead is compared to the length of this little plug, okay? So what I want Thomas to do, if you move forward, I want you to stand here. And I want you to pull this, and I want you to see how far we can go, okay? Okay, cool? Okay, I'm going to hold this. Pull. Oh, dear, it's a bit thick. It's very slow. There you go. Right, Paul. Hey, Chris, come here. You need to help your son. You need to help your son.
It's me.
It's stuck. Paul. Oh, that's better. Okay. Keep pulling. Keep pulling. How long is it? Keep pulling. I'm reliably informed it's a certain length. Keep going. Keep going now. But keep going. 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 You need to go round your mum. Round your mum. Keep going. Ooh. Keep going. Keep going. Thank you. Oh, there you go. Look at that. Look how long this extension lead is compared to the length of that plug. Okay, we're going to put it down. I'm going to go back to our passage, okay? Let me remind you what this passage says. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and he will be called, you remember it? Wonderful. Peace. That's right. Now, listen to what the verse 7 says. That's really important. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. It will go on as long, but actually a lot longer than even that extension lead. Let me carry on reading. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. You see, God's perfect king will have a kingdom, a bit like that extension lead, that will go on forever. It will know no end. And not only that, did you notice those two words, justice and righteousness? God's perfect king will have a kingdom that will be fair, that's what the word justice means, and good, that's what the word righteousness means. Can you imagine living in a place where everything is always fair, and everyone is always good? When God's perfect king comes and starts his kingdom, that's what it will be like. Put your hands up if you would not want to be a part of a kingdom where the king is perfect and the kingdom is perfect all the time. Put that if you want to be part of that kingdom.
No. I want to be part of that kingdom.
Adults, would you want to be part of that kingdom? A perfect kingdom run by a perfect king. Well, I don't think anyone in their right mind would not want to be part of that kind of kingdom. And you know what my prayer is? For all of us in this room, no matter how young, no matter how old, is that we would want to be part of this perfect kingdom. And that we would want God's perfect king to be our king. That's the bottom line, folks. That's what Christmas is about. And no one in their right mind, when they thought about it, would not want to be a part of this. And so, what we're going to do, we're going to close by saying a prayer together. Based on what we've just discovered about God's king and God's kingdom. And here it is. There's nothing magical about these words on the screen, guys, okay? I just want to bear with me for a couple of minutes. Perhaps you've never asked God to become your king. Well, this prayer is simply, prayer is simply talking to God, and if you want, perhaps for the first time, to make King Jesus your king, this will be a good thing to pray. Let me read it to you, and then we'll pray it in the quietness of hearts. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be your perfect king. Thank you that he died for me on the cross to bring peace between you and me. Please help me from today onwards to trust him to be the perfect king over my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. It's a very simple prayer. There's nothing magical about it. But if you pray that kind of prayer for the first time and truly believe it, God will come into your heart and be your perfect king. And he'll take you to his perfect kingdom one day. And that's what the first Christmas was all about. The child that was born would grow up to be God's perfect king. Who would establish one day a perfect kingdom. Let's bow our heads. Let's close our eyes. And you may like to pray this prayer with me in the quietness of your hearts. And if you do, why not tell someone, either myself or Chris, or someone else you know and trust. Let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes, have a minute silent, and let's pray. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to be your perfect king. Thank you that he died for me on the cross, to bring peace between you and me. Please help me from today onwards to trust him to be the perfect king over my life. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.